Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Bagworms can be a nuisance. Bagworms can also be surprising. Bagworms can be a homeowner's worst nightmare. It can be quite shocking to go from a perfectly healthy tree to a sickly tree that is absolutely covered in little pests. They can be prevented, and they can be removed, but let's talk about where they even come from, and then talk about their removal. The bagworm is a small caterpillar, most known for its inverted Christmas tree shape that dangles off of branches. They feed on trees and shrubs, and you can probably identify some of your tree's foliage wrapped around them. A large number can be a problem, but usually doesn't kill a tree. If the damage defoliates a tree for several years, then that may take its toll. Evergreens are also more susceptible, because unlike deciduous trees, they can't regrow their entire canopy every year. Bagworms come from eggs, like most insects. However, unlike most insects, the female bagworm does not turn into a flying adult. Females will produce 500 to 1,000 eggs and store them all inside the bag over winter. The bagworms that we're seeing now are likely hatched around late May. The larvae spin a silk strand that lets them balloon and spread to new trees. They develop a web casing that gets covered in twigs and leaf debris. This same casing is what allows eggs to overwinter in the female's bag. Male bagworms are the ones that pupate and then turn into moths that fly off and mate. You can identify a male bagworm by the transparent brown pupa sticking out at the bottom end in the fall. They emerge as small black moths with transparent wings. For chemical control, the two common options are BT and spinosad spray. BT sprays, or Bacillus thuringiensis, can be used for many caterpillars. Coat the entire tree or shrub to ensure a full chance of control. Both insecticides are stomach poisons and need to be ingested by young caterpillars. The juvenile period is the best time to treat them with insecticides, as older larvae tend to be more difficult to eradicate. Once the larvae are 1 to 2 inches long, they are much less likely to be controlled with insecticides. It may or may not be too late to spray this year, but consider it a June and July spraying marathon for next year. Hand plucking is always an option and works every month of the year. This method, sadly, will not work for the 50-foot tall oak tree in the backyard. Once picked, bagworms can go in a bucket of soapy water for 15 minutes and then dumped in the sun. The solution should be 1 fluid ounce of soap to 1 gallon of water. Hungry caterpillars can be a problem across many seasons, but treating or plucking can help. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.